Blog Talk Radio.
Proudly the note of the trumpet is sounding, loudly the war cries arise on the scale. Fleetly the steed file of swiftly is bounding to join the thick squadrons on Claymore's green veil. On every mountaineer, strangers to flight of fear, rush to the standard of dauntless red hue. Monarch and gallows glass thrown from each mountain, pass onward for Erin O'Donnell of Boone. O'Neill to our aid is advancing with many a chieftain and warrior clan. A thousand proud steeds in his vanguard are prancing, neath borders brave from the banks of the Man. Many a heart shall quail under its coat of mail, deeply the merciless foeman shall rue. When on his ear shall ring, born on the free, to swing dear Conwell's dread war cry, O'Donnell of Boone. Wildly your Desmond the war wolf is howling, fearless eagle sweeps over the plain. The fox in the streets of the city is prowling, and all who would scare them are banished or slain. On with O'Donnell then, fight me, oh fight again. Sons of De Conwell are valiant and true. Make the proud Saxon feel Erin's avenging steel. Strike for your country, O'Donnell of Boone.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. Tonight we're opening our show. We're driving the first wedge into the pants of the Party of Death. And the way we're going to do it is we're going to call on the Latino population to do an evaluation of their relationship with Le Parti de la Muerte. Latinos have more in common with patriotic Americans than what the communist media would have you believe. The media is who makes the president. Don't think any other force is as powerful. The media misleads you, misguides you, and brings you into their killing ground. So Latinos have more in common with patriotic Americans than what the communist media would have you believe. The first ingredient of the American character forged by all peoples is hard work. What's the first thing you want to pay a guy a compliment? What is it you say? He's a hard worker, right? He came up the hard way. Every American identifies with hard workers and builders. Today's grass cutter is tomorrow's contractor. No matter the color or the language, you get your ass in gear, you get admired. Where do all cultures meet side by side? On the job and on the battlefield. Many Latinos are buried on Iwo Jima and around the world with their American brothers. Latinos are also religious people. They are not communists and family-oriented. But many of them come from countries where there are two parties, the very rich and the Communist Party. And it's very attractive when a communist tells you, you can have all that the rich man has, we're going to take it away from him. So they have a good song. The only song they don't sing is Thank You God, because communists have no God. Their God is Joseph Stalin. All Latinos have poppies. And who's your daddy is not a question that's in their vocabulary. Yet the Communist Party tells Latinos that the gringo Republican or a te fiesta gentleman and caballero hates them. It is not true. All Americans have common ideals. And if you're one of the, you have the same ideals, you're in. The communist under Obama then sweeps them into their bundle of hate. You would be shocked if you went to a citizenship swearing-in ceremony for new Americans in any city. But the one that I learned about was in New York. And it was mostly Latinos and Oriental people that were being given citizenship. And the slime ball from the government came out. And the first thing he told them was, the white man hates you. And you, when you go out into the streets of America, if somebody denies you housing, you call me. And he gave him his phone number. And if somebody discriminates against you, you call me. So all these people that had their little American flags and were proud to become an American citizen went out into the street looking to fight a white man. And that's not how it works. That's not how it works. I did a survey on Latinos. I'm pushing Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio. Cruz for president, Rubio for vice president. And I asked the Latinos, would you vote for Latino candidates for the president and vice president? And I was shocked to learn they said no. And not all of them, you know, and I did a small survey. I think I did one guy. But they said no. And I said, why not? And they said, because he can't win. So already in their mind, they have a mindset that says Latinos cannot win against the gringo. That's not true. Look what we just did. We elected a communist not knowing it. And we not only elected him once, we elected him. He hurt the country so much, we said, let him do it again. So, and he's the first one to sweep all the Latinos into his little cupboard. Yes, you Latinos, you've been discriminated against by the gringo, just like we blacks have. Yeah, and that's why we have to rise up and destroy the gringo. But it's not the gringo that's the problem. It's the comunistas that is the problem, who want to see a divided country, and they're weakening it for Russia. And they want to see a crippled United States. And they're Americans, and they're born to hate their country. Isn't that great? And so, that is why I want to elect a Cruz Rubio, or Cruz Carson, or Cruz Jindal, or Cruz Walker. But I don't want to see the rhinos electing anybody, because they are pro-Democrat. They are not Republicans. So you have to go te fiesta. They tell me that's not the right word, because fiesta means party, like you're having a party. But maybe grupo, te grupo. But I like te fiesta, because when we do win, we are going to have a party. So that's why I want to elect Cruz Rubio or Cruz Carson. And I want the little guy to win one time, not the people who say, well, we have to pick the lesser of two evils. So we'll pick evil number two instead of evil number one. I don't want to vote that way. I want to vote an American winner, one who was elected by the little guy, not by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. The saddest part is that no one sees that the Democrat Party is still the party of slavery. Lincoln was a Republican. And today, the slavers, there's two types of slavery in the United States today. There's drug slavery, which affects one out of five Americans. And there is undocumented Latino slavery, where little children are being smuggled into the country. And I guarantee you, if you do an investigation, you will find out that 10% of those little boys and girls have been auctioned off or sold off to drug slavers, white slavers. Okay. And if they kill them, who's going to know? Who is going to know? They're undocumented. Nobody even knows they're here. And the party of death votes to burn the flag. The party of death votes to abort the children. Today, by 5:30 today, 4,700 American babies were torn to pieces. And anybody who tells you that there is no pro-choice, there is no pro-choice. There's only pro-life. And anybody that wants to argue that it's there's nothing wrong with killing a baby, ask them which procedure would they select that is ongoing right now. Would you kill them with saline solution, which is used daily? Would you pull them apart with a forceps, which is going on daily? Or would you deliver the child and then just make a little slit in the neck and sever the spinal cord on a full-term baby? How would you kill them? They're only fetuses. How would you kill the fetus? If you ever showed them what was going on, they would have nightmares for the rest of their lives. Democrats used to be the party of the poor. Now they say only the little people pay taxes. You know who says that? Leona Helmsley Clinton. What we need is no lobbies, one term per termite, uno termino por termito, termita. Largest the champagne contribution should be the average American contribution of $1, nothing more. If you're Chinese GE, you cannot buy a president. You can only buy him for a dollar. And I guarantee you, if all you can give him is a dollar, he's not listening to you. No taxes over 40 hours. You can't have a husband and a wife going out working five jobs between them and take every dollar they make and tax it. No taxes over 40 hours and only on the main job. All the other jobs are tax-free. If a guy is willing to work himself to death to try and keep his head above water, he should be entitled to tax-free money, because the government isn't working themselves to death, and they're keeping your head under the water. Other news to prevent war, Obama pulls out of America. Democrats and rhinos leave for Moscow. Very few of us see the Democrat evil that they do. You want to hear a quote from a Catholic, a cardinal, who made this quote in Chicago in 2010? I will die in my bed. He who takes my place will die in prison. And he who takes his place will die in the public square. And now we have anti-American maneuvers going on in Texas. Obama's intimidation of Texas, Jade 15. If it is a drill, let all of us participate. We can play the enemy part. We can call it Operation Paintballs. We need to practice sabotage and psychological warfare, revolutionary freedom, demonstrations, and prayer before battle, communications and converting the enemy to Americanism. And we'll raise high the cross and we'll vote for the cross. Do you know what the Spanish word for cross is? Cruz. Ted the Cross. And never forget, the snake department works for Hillary Clinton. That's why they're picking and choosing what emails they will give to the tax suckers. And here's something to think about. The Obama pullout of Iraq. Here's something that came to mind. Before I go do this, I got to tell you that. There were 10,000 American troops left in Afghanistan. Obama has already lost 2,400. If he is not careful, he will add 10,000 to that count. And boy, what do you hear the BS that they spread covering up that murder? If you think they lied to cover up 4 dead in Benghazi, wait till they got to tell you they lost all the remaining troops in Afghanistan. Oh, that could never happen, Tom. Yeah. How many more days you give Baghdad? You don't think Baghdad's going down? Oh, no, the Iraqis are fighting. They're getting ready for a big take back of Ramadi. Yeah. And while they're up in Ramadi, ISIS will be into Baghdad. And then they'll come back and finish off what's left of the troops in Ramadi. Yeah. Wait till you see that scenario. And wait till you hear all of the BS covered up by MSNBC. NBC, nothing but communists. The Obama pullout of Iraq was to make our country feel that their sacrifice of blood was worthless. Obama defeated America on his battlefield. Only communists who want to bring us down think like that. But based on the performance of Iraqi troops 14 years later, one thing is proven beyond a shadow of a doubt. America still kicks ass anytime, any enemy, anywhere. So get strong, guys, and live long. Cruz Rubio or Cruz Carson, you heard it here first. And let's get those Latinos moving over to the Tay Fiesta. Watch the Demo Camos turn racist. If they saw the Latinos pulling out, they'd go racist. They'd play the race card on the Latinos. And the Spirit of America endorses Ted the Cross. So having said that, I'll give you an unemployment song. Listen to that song, I think of the GIs who took the fall. especially the Marines in Fallujah, who had to go in and take it twice because shithead politicians thought they could negotiate with terrorists. I think of every GI who has passed on, 14 to 16-year-olds who died in Normandy, joined to serve their country, lying about their age. We have a lot of skin in the game. We have a lot of blood, flesh, and bones in the game. And to let the communists tell you that their sacrifice means nothing, they deserve to die. Because they're killing this country, and they are our real enemy. Al-Qaeda is nothing. ISIS is nothing. It's the fifth column inside the gates. It's the Trojan horse. Let me give you a little Celia Cruz. We'll lighten up.
Aquí está la reina de salsa, Celia Cruz.
Como ser dueña del universo, poder expresar con mi voz lo que llevo por dentro, hacerles a ustedes sentir sensaciones grandiosas y en cada nota conjugar cantando muchas cosas. Y cuando la magia de algún don invade poco a poco el corazón, vuelvo con su ritmo sabroso y el sentimiento, siento los cueros repiquear. Por el compás que bien me siento. ¡Ah! ¡Ah!
Es que el canto yo lo llevo por dentro,
cantando yo viajo el mundo, brindando de sentimiento.
Y es que el canto yo lo llevo por dentro,
tres amores tengo dentro de mi alegre corazón.
Por allá.
So we're back, and I'm going through my book, The Spirit of America Party Book, and I'm looking for a story that I copied and inserted, and it was a tribute to submariners who died in World War II. And basically, it said one of the dying who had passed on said, we don't hear the bells tolling for us anymore. Have you forgotten us? And then he talks about his submarine that was in the right place at the wrong time and was taken out by depth charges. And him and his entire crew died. Now, you know that that when those subs went down, there was no fanfare. They just said, lost a submarine today. Everybody went, oh, a submarine. But they didn't tell you who died and what their jobs were on board that ship, including the cook. It is really sad. Our boys get no credit. And Obama is killing them in VA hospitals now. The president and his party of death are the greatest threat to the success of America. It is really sad. Would you like to hear some of the goals of the ACLU? Legalization of homosexual marriage. It's almost a victory. Legalization of child pornography. They got a way to go. Legalization of prostitution. Oh, I thought after seeing the House and the Senate, it was legal. Legalization of live sex acts in public. Anthony Weiner, doesn't he teach a course in that? Legalization of sex between adults and children. God help us, man. The ACLU defends the North American Man-Boy Love Association, whose motto is sex before eight or it's too late. Removing under God from the Pledge of Allegiance, removing our motto in God we trust from our money, forcing the Boy Scouts to accept homosexual scout leaders. You know what? This sounds like we're losing this war. Removing prayer from school and public events. Beware of a moment of silence. Replace it with a moment of prayer. And if you want a prayer that's not offensive, say the Our Father. I saw 200 Muslims listen to an American woman in Dubai open up a business meeting with the Our Father. Abortion on demand without parental consent. That's murder and betrayal. Legalizing illicit drugs. Well, they're all going to be legal soon. Yeah, you can get heroin for glaucoma pretty soon. Physician-assisted suicide. Partial birth abortion. That's child murder. That's infanticide. That is homicide. Mandatory sex education. You would be shocked to know what's going on in the fifth grade in grammar schools. Legalize polygamy, tax-supported profane art. If they got that kind of money, we could use a refund. Parental notification for minors having abortions. School vouchers, filters on public library computers. This is what they're against. Student-led prayer in schools, nativity scenes on public property. Sex offender registries, broadcast decency laws, choose life license plates, tax exemption for churches. You want to see the Catholic Church stand up? Take away their 501c. From the Pope on down, they'll be shouting from the pulpit. Tax exemption for churches, posting of the Ten Commandments of public property. Prayer before high school football games. You see how many liberties we have lost already? Parental consent laws. Abstinence before marriage, sex education. The military strength of the United States. Here are some issues ACLU supports: legalization of homosexual marriage, legalization of child pornography, legalization of prostitution, live sex acts in public, sex between adults and children. Oh, we read that already. Removing under God, school vouchers. They're against the school vouchers. Mandatory sex education. Tax-supported profane art. If you're getting my tax money to make piss Christ, you know what? I'll pass on that. And we will go for a religious tool to ward off the devil. Here's some solutions to some of our problems. Here's a list and goals. The Tea Party, Te Fiesta, must double in size within 90 days. The only lobby in Washington should be in a hotel. Take big money out of campaigning for any party. Rebuild America first. You know what we could start with? Let's start making hats again. You know, the ball caps? I got a nice ball cap with the American flag on. It's made in China. How about we just start by making hats? Maybe T-shirts next. Yeah, bring back Made in USA, a guy tells me, a guy that does business, a lot of business in China. He tells me, it'll never happen. You'll never see it again. He may be right. But sometimes necessity is the mother of invention. If you're going to get laid off and there's no jobs, you don't think you could try and make hats? How about toothbrushes? Think you make the bristle ones? Take big money out of campaigning for any party. Rebuild America first. Zero unemployment. Everybody gets a job, and not a government job. The smaller the government, the safer the people. No more grants unless it's a 50 in your pocket. No more subsidies. Strengthen the dollar. Drill, baby, drill. The green crap ain't working. Solar and wind suck. And guess what? Wood is more efficient. 10, go natural gas. 11, you know that the government lends banks money at no interest, right? And the banks, instead of helping you get a mortgage, turns around and lends it back to the government and charges the government 2%. How's that for doing business? Instead of 3% interest on the national debt, that's what we're paying, negotiate for 1% interest. No service charges to merchants accepting government credit cards. No service charges because the government credit card is physically not at the point of sale. That's a 2% ripoff, and the government pays the 2% in higher prices. All grants for the arts are canceled except one grant to finish the monument to the Sioux warrior Crazy Horse. Indian reservation land must be sold to the Indians living on the land if that is what they want. Farmers especially and anyone who drinks water have priority to those water rights over endangered species communists. Welfare must be replaced by job fair. Private schools must have equal financial restitution for educating children. No taxpayer should have to be denied private education money and forced to pay public communist education taxes. The government does not owe college students tuition. Get a job. Everybody will have a job. No tax increases, only budget cuts. Eliminate cumbersome agencies that destroy business efficiency. Find out how GE got to pay no taxes and who else has that advantage and why. Because they took care of the Clintons, stupid. One term of office for any politician with no retirement benefits. One man, one vote, $1 election contribution. GE or Joe the Plumber, $1. All absentee ballots must be in 30 days before the election. Remember the vet, you know, the vets constantly, 15% of the American fighting men have respect for Obama. 85% don't trust him, don't like him. So you know what they did, knowing that, the fact? They gave them absentee ballots in Afghanistan. And then they marked the cases ammo, and they put them in an ammo dump till after the election. You didn't hear about that. There's a lot of things you don't hear about. That's why I say all absentee ballots must be in 30 days before an election. Consider closing all meddlesome agencies that have increased bureaucratic mazes. The EPA, OSHA, Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae, add your favorite here, DOJ, the State Department, the FBI, which is now the FIB, the CIA, which is now the CYA. Commerce is another one. I am sure we can find at least 20 more. Do not hire 18,000 IRS agents. Their only job is to collect the unfair taxes scheduled to come. No tax increases, no internet taxes, and the only contribution to the UN is towels and soap, one building only. And make sure the people get their money's worth. We'll give you another tune. See, we're favoring Latinos tonight. So let me find something nice. You want to hear Drop the Big One? We'll do Drop the Big One. Oh, by the way, I saw a picture of an MK-41. It's a nuclear bomb. I think it weighed less than 20 pounds. It was less than 6 feet long. And it's dropped. It can do an air burst or it can do a ground burst. And it's delivered by B-52 bombers. And the last one that we built, it was obsolete in 1962. We had 500 of them. How's that? Can you believe that?
No one likes us. I don't know why. We may not be perfect, but heaven knows we try. But all around, even our old friends put us down. Let's drop the big one and see what happens. We give them money, but are they grateful? No, they're spiteful and they're hateful. They don't respect us, so let's surprise. horizon. We'll drop the big one and pulverize them. Asia's crowded, Europe's too old, Africa's far too hot, and Canada's too cold. South America stole our name. Let's drop the big one. There'll be no one left to blame us. We'll save Australia. Don't wanna hurt no kangaroo. We'll build an all-American amusement park there. They got surfing too. Boom goes London. Boom Paris. More room for you and more room for me. In every city, the whole world round, we'll just be another American town. Oh, how peaceful it will be. We'll set everybody free. You wear a Japanese kimono, baby, be a pair of shoes for me. They all hate us anyhow. So let's drop the big one now. Let's drop the big one now.
Here's page 156 of my book, Roto Till That State Department. I call it now the Snake Department. And you know what? If I was president, your president, you get all your money back. And it would be delivered by a congressman in a cab. But where was I here? Roto Till the State Department. If I was your president, I would fire every bribe-paying ambassador who paid off the political party in power to get the job. And every ambassador would be replaced by a vet in a wheelchair so that people in foreign lands would know the price that we pay so that they can be allowed to live in their own country. So, the Kuwaitis said America came to Kuwait for oil, but they were wrong. This time we come for oil. Sing along with the Kuwaiti Alzheimer's song. And it's the same melody as the rock and roll tune, The Do Run Run. I met him on him one day and my heart stood still. The Do Run Run, The Do Run Run. So the same melody. The Americans came in 91, my heart stood still. Shukran is Arabic for thank you. Shukran, run, run, shukran, run, run. They told us we would have to pay the bill. Shukran, run, run, shukran, run, run. Yes, we had to pay the bill. Yes, our hearts stood still. Shukran, run, run, shukran, run, run. Saddam came to see us and he stayed a while. Shukran, run, run, shukran, run, run. He took my Mercedes and he took my oil. Shukran, run, run, shukran, run, run. Yes, Saddam was a guest in my home. He took my shoes, my rugs, my comb. Shukran, run, run, shukran, run, run. That evil Saddam, he robbed my bank. And then my yacht, he sank. We were forced to rent an Abrams tank. Now we still have Americans here. And we're now crying in their beer. For Saddam, we give big cheer. Our memory is gone. We got new gear. Everything they lost was replaced by the government. They even made up stories. They made up stuff they never had. And they had British insurance agents come in and fill out reports. And a guy would take them to a garage you never had anything in. He go, look, they took everything. How much was there? 500,000. Statements never to make to Mr. Policeman when stopped. When stopped for speeding and asked, where's the fire? Do not respond in your eyes. 2, never say I pay your salary. 3, never say you're only a civil servant. And 4, never say you will never take me alive. And 5, this was given to me by a detective. Never say somebody made you mad and did they steal your donuts? Yeah. Food for thought. The engineer who built the Titanic calculated on board the ship how long it would take to sink. When the WTC engineer saw the flames, where was the slide rule phone call? Evacuate, you have 30 minutes. I know it's hindsight. Okay. Give you another tune. And we're down to 6 minutes. You want to hear the Elvis story about the, about, let me see if I got it. Elvis has got some nice music, doesn't he? South loved Elvis. Here you go.
Hi, you boys and girls. It's Abu Tom, the American fun, the mentalist. And I'm going to play you a tune, and then I'm going to tell you a story. So now that you heard the tune, here is the story behind the tune. When Elvis was working in Las Vegas, he was out of his prime, and he was a little overweight, but he still drew a fabulous audience. And he did that song you just heard, and he sang it. He singled out a girl in the audience, and he completely mesmerized her with this song. And when he was finished singing the song, he walked over to the girl's table, and their eyes met, and there was magic in the air. And Elvis took her hand and he said to her, "Are you going to eat that potato?"
Quick one on bringing back the draft. I believe, and I think most Americans who have served their country will tell you to bring back the draft. The communist argument is we need all volunteers. Why? So you could hide from your responsibility as an American? You don't mean you want somebody to take your place. That's what you're saying. So why bring back the draft? One, it brings us together as a nation. Two, it gives us a sense of pride and esprit de corps. Three, it takes us out of our environment for the big look. Four, you will never be in better physical shape. Five, it teaches teamwork and respect for each other. 6, it matures a person rapidly. I was 18 years old. I learned a lot from guys that were just drafted. They were 26. You get to serve your country is 7. It's the best place to start the American journey. 9, it helps you focus on your future. 10, everybody should serve their country once. You wouldn't have this flag-burning communist crap. And 11, everybody gets to wear the same underwear. So having said that, we're down to 1 minute and 31 seconds. I'm going to close with a Mexican tune called La Bikina.
Dicen que tiene una pena que la hace llorar. Altanera, preciosa y orgullosa, no permiten la quieran consolar. Pasa luciendo su real majestad, pasa caminar los míos sin verlos jamás. La dicen que alguien ya vino y se fue. Dicen que pasa las noches llorando por él. ¡Mi mariachi!
Folks, have a nice night. And you Latinos, it's time to go. Te fiesta. Viva Cristo Rey.